As we've been doing since day one, we like to let you know what's going on in the community and things you can get involved in and things you can take part in, not only for a good cause, but also to have some fun. And Deb Parker with us here, store manager for Pack Rats, and that is because this all benefits
the Harbor House and the Women's Center in Marquette.
Just like Pack Rats does.
Yes, we do.
What is the event coming up here? This looks like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We have an ATV poker run that we named Ride for Shelter to raise money for our domestic violence shelter. And it's going to be held on August 1st at the Crossroads Bar in Sands.
From there to where?
We're going to be going out through Gwynn, up North Lodge, Jack's Hideaway, Happy Hour, the Full Throttle Saloon, and to Tailwinds, and then to the Adventure Center.
Now, you hear a lot of this snowmobile season. You don't hear a whole lot of this ATV season. Is this kind of a new twist?
I think it is. I know that they've done it throughout the Midwest. I haven't heard of it, you know, going on too much in the UP. But I'm an outdoors girl. I love ATVing and not so much a cold weather girl. I like to get away in the winter.
She fits in on this program better and better.
Perfectly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, being outdoors in the great UP, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun going to these different local businesses and ending up back at the Crossroads for a barbecue. Cards have to be turned in at 5 o'clock at that time, and best hand wins $500. So that was donated by MGD Custom Builders in Marquette.
It's just kind of the classic format of go to the various places, get a card, and get back and go as well. With the funds and everything that's raised, what are some of the programs you're looking at assisting with this?
One of the big things, we have a brand new shelter, and with a brand new shelter, we get a brand new mortgage. So it's going to be helping with taking care of some of that. We have our children's program at the shelter. And we also have some other programming at the Women's Center that needs help, our Families in Transitions program, and then we have our Sexual Assault Awareness program also.
For those that don't know, can you kind of fill them in on the whole poker run and how this works? Because not everybody does this, but they're looking for something new to do.
We're doing it a little bit differently, only because I know with the snowmobiling, you usually paid per card, you know, at each place that you were, you know, going. But this time we're just doing a $20 fee, covers your cards, and then it covers also a barbecue that we're throwing afterward at the Crossroads Bar. And at the end, we're going to have our $500 best hand giveaway. And then we have tons of other prizes to give away. We have bucket drawings, 50-50s, that kind of thing. So should be fun.
So you go to one location and you get a card. Can you exchange, etc.?
They're sealed in envelopes. You don't know what you're getting at each place. Okay. You're just hoping for a good hand. You know, we open up the cards at the end of the ride, and you get what you get. So
it's basically, not only is it an ATV ride, it's a lesson in life.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, get
There's
what
your
you
hand,
get.
Your dealt, and move on, right?
One thing that I want to say, too, is you don't necessarily have to have an ATV to join. We've had some people call in that want to support the ride and the Harbor House, and they are going in their vehicles or on their motorcycles. So you can get to each place, you know, either by ATV, motorcycle, car. It's, you know, anybody can join, really.
Now, this starts, as we mentioned here, at 10 o'clock. Are you going to go in, like, one big flock from one location to the next, or is it kind of throughout the day?
It's throughout the day. From, you know, 10 to 5, anybody should be able to get there and, you know, to each place and go in 7 hours. Mm-hmm. So we'll be registering early. We're actually recommending that people register before Saturday. We have registrations available at the Women's Center and at Pack Rats. We can mail them out. You can give us a call down at the store, 225-1103, and we can mail out registrations to you also.
I was going to ask you how the early registration's gone, or with the interest of this, because it sounds like
we've had a lot of interest. It's going very well. A little
so,
scary.
But basically, the process is just to contact you guys at the store, and you guys have the information there.
Exactly.
The number again was
225-1103.
And get signed up and take part in this. And it really is one of those things that isn't even a rushed thing on that day. It's like, take your time, just get it in 7 hours.
Yeah, I think some of the places are going to have things going on, some, you know, food and goodies, and so it should be fun at each location.
One thing that we should note in there is a minimum age requirement, correct?
Definitely. You must be 18. I imagine is considered a kind of a gambling thing.
Yes, it is. This is for the grown-ups in the audience.
It's grown-up fun.
Which, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
That's okay. That'll be the bulk of it anyway, I'm sure, you know. But so again, folks, contact Pack Rats, and you have forms there if they stop in.
Yep, we can also email.
And if you have any questions, again, the number is?
225-1103.
Starts on 10 o'clock in the morning. This is August the 1st, so you do have a little time to plan for this. Start to the Crossroad Bar and runs up back at the Crossroads Bar where there's food and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very interesting idea. I'm hoping this goes well because...
Yeah, we're hoping if it goes well, it's going to become an annual event and maybe hit Alger County for another run and maybe out towards Ishpeming.
Just $20 for the day to get out on the ATV. Or, as Deb mentioned, if you just want to shoot from place to place, you can do that on two or four wheels or big four wheels.
However you want to do it.
You can walk, but that's a long day.
That might take a long day.
If you're going to do that. But again, you've got prizes that have been donated. A cash prize for the winner. Sounds like a real winner, Deb. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. And we'll hold on to this and make sure we remind people between now and then.